domestic violence, random acts of street violence. You had the right to live and you are not here. And you are not here because a man chose to end your life with violence and savagery. I march for you.
Media personality Yumi Steins rouses the attendees of Women's March Sydney. In the sea of signs propped up by tied arms, one reads, "I'm here for Aya." The 22-year-old's rape and murder only days prior hangs in the air, the cruelty of her death fresh in the minds of everyone.
For murdered international student Aya Misawa, as her family prepares.
Misawa's sister has spoken of the heartbreaking moment she realised her sister was dead.
Killed while walking home from a night out.
Later today, I'm going to be meeting with her father. The words will fail me, I'm sure.
I want to be with her more time, but someone decide I cannot be. I wish, I hope, I pray she have. Now in the more nice place and this place.
Female politicians say it's likely there will be further attacks if the community doesn't work together.
And we all march today and we think of Aya. And I'm a legal researcher. I know that what happened to her is a statistical anomaly. But for the past 10 years when I want to go home at night and I get scared in the dark, I call my friends and I call my boyfriend and I call my mum and I talk on the phone. And it gives me the illusion of safety. And now that thin membrane is broken because she was on the phone to her sister when she was taken. And it reminds me of when Eurydice was taken. And she had texted her mate saying that she was almost home safe. And my inbox and my outbox are full of those messages.
That was the voice of Bree Lee, who has campaigned tirelessly for women's rights over the years after surviving sexual assault. Those who gathered for the march's third year emphasised with the author and activist's own fear, protesting their right to be safe, claim their space and be respected in a culture that sees 1 in 5 women experiencing sexual violence from the age of 15, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
The main reason I came here today was because I'm sick of my sisters being raped and murdered. I'm sick of one woman every week dying by the hands of her partner or former partner, and I'm here for myself.
I'm here because I'm sick of the bigotry comments that I have to deal with at my workplace. I'm here because, same thing, I'm sick of seeing all my friends going through things they shouldn't really be having to deal with. I'm sick of having to not feel safe walking to my car at night, having to have like a pocket knife in my handbag for my own safety, having to put pepper spray on my keys. Yeah.
I think shame as an experience is makes you quiet and makes you withdraw. And I think being out here brings your personal shame, whether you've been through an experience or you've seen friends go through it, it takes it outwards and it projects it onto the real perpetrators. And that is soothing and therapeutic in itself.
For one mother, her child's future left her worried.
I worry about how I'm going to be able to keep her safe.
Safe streets! Now! Yes means yes, no means no! Safe streets! Yes means yes, no means no!
A key theme among marchers and speakers alike was the need for more communication and early education. One such education provider, FemPower, started out as a grassroots organisation operating out of the University of Sydney and now runs workshops in high schools on how to recognise and challenge gender inequality. I spoke to FemPower content creator Lane Pitcher.
Our optimum kind of favourite workshop to run is a mixed gender workshop for any age group from 7 to 12. And we run them in classroom-sized groups, and it's really discussion-based. So our content is a series of scenarios, and they cover things like sexting, consent online, consent in real life, but also things about, like gender stereotypes and all of those kind of things. And we give these scenarios to students and we ask them, what do they think about the situation? What would they do? Why or why not? Those kind of things. And so we really try and get kids to discuss these issues themselves. Feminism isn't just about women. It's also about the ways that notions of gender work to, also make boys have certain expectations about their life and what they should be doing just as much or in different ways as those gender expectations are put on women too. You are a young guy who cares about the people around you. If you care about your mates and you see that there are things in their lives that are making them unhappy, expectations about what is a good man's body, you know, like that in itself, or the fact that you can't cry to your mates, you can't talk about those issues, is all really not fair. And in a better world, like, men and women could talk about their lives openly and we wouldn't have any expectations about our body or what type of things we should do or what jobs we go into.
I asked some of the male protesters in attendance what they thought about the gender expectations placed on them.
I'm a quiet sort of guy that didn't fit into that, the masculine male, the toxic masculine male thing. So I'm really happy because it's been something that's bullied me as just a quiet, sensitive bloke, and I'm really glad that people are standing up to it and I'm fully supporting it, and you know, I'm encouraging my mates to do the same thing.
One of the youngest boys in the crowd detailed his own reasoning for being in attendance.
Well, I wanted to say I'll come here if I have to come here, like...
What about standing up for your sister?
I forgot about that bit. Okay, never mind.
On a day of sharing experiences and educating one another, Lane had some parting words for all the men out there.
My advice to young men is to leave your assumptions about feminism at the door and listen to feminists with open ears.
Alex, 24 years of age, had some words too.
I think two important things for men is, one, listen to femmes. Don't just make up your own mind and get on that whole, oh, I know better, I know what they want, I know this. Listen to the femmes, listen to the women in your life, listen to the trans women, listen to those effeminate men that will experience that sort of violence and prejudice as well. And call out misogynistic behaviour from your friends, call it out from your family, your workmates, you know, ask them why that rape joke is funny. Because it starts with you, it's not our problem, it starts with men. And it starts with you addressing the issue amongst your brothers. Men are not evil. They're not like this, and you shouldn't want to be like this. You should want to be equals with women, your friends, your mothers, your sisters, your daughters. You should want the best for you, and you should want the best for them.
Australia's culture of violence against women is a crisis, rooted in a widespread cultural acceptance that the values, roles, and rights of women are lesser than those of men. But the 5,000 women who marched in Sydney's streets on Sunday, protesting their right to be respected and safe, were heard.
If you've spent some of your life or all of your life feeling powerless, if you've spent all your life up until today being told you have no power, I'll tell you again, I see your power. Your power is within you. Your power is growing. Find out what your power can do. Is there enough power in you to say the word yes?